Hi, everyone, again. Really, it is, it's so joyful to be here. It's exciting. It's great to see everyone. You could see how we were immediately interacting and happy. And this is most important when we come together in our school form, our all school form. And why I particularly love this all school is because we have support from our highest initiate levels into our beginning initiate levels. And I think it was Mark is here, who's a newer student. I love that you came here and open up and relax and let what we create just flow. So all levels of our training, many of us are coming here today with tremendous curiosities, a desire for inner adventure, new perspectives, comfort. And we come here individually to find relief and release for some of our own personal challenges and those that go collectively within the human race on planet Earth. So we all have our stories. We've been making our stories for years and years. Unfortunately, in this forum, it's hard to, we can't hear our all stories, but energetically, we're tapping into them. So that is a beginning of unity, when you have the individual parts starting to come forward into a form that's supported by all. And then you get your synthesis and unity. That's one way of looking at it. So today we're gonna simply but powerfully do a deep cleansing, letting those qualities of what's unavoidable to say, there are stressors that are huge right now. They're not new. They're just more surfaced and more prominent. The anxieties, health and well-being. As Susie so poetically let us know, we're all over 60. Or she said 65, I don't remember now. But anyway, yes, we're an aging group. But as Lawrence says, I've got my style. I seem to be getting younger in many ways. The freer I get, I find more vitality again. And that's a blessing when I know what I've been through. So to encourage those of you that have been in the light work for so many years, lifetimes. It's always new and fresh when we all get together. And let that resonate into you, because there's always newer identities that haven't quite yet touched into the magic. So we'll bring our challenges today into our light fire. Our star of purification. There's a constant need, as I've been saying, especially with the turbulence in the world, in our country, in our cities. The world is swirling. It pushes on our nerves, pushes on our perspectives. Affects our thinking, and our feelings have been going from nice and contained and soft and feeling secure to whammo, another incident that is pushing consciousness up and up and up in our political arenas, which is life. As I said a couple of sessions ago, we're in polarities, and they are strong, each in their positions, but there is an evolutionary process that I personally have tremendous faith in, and even some joy in. Hard to say that? Not really, because as each of us are tending to our feelings and our responses to partners and friends and family and all that is that you are involved with, always trying to bring yourself to your balance so that you can pivot in different ways for a time that is moving much faster in our perceptions. Quicker decisions. Healing. We're getting older. We're dealing with more physical issues. So in actual design, I have a subphrase in that branding, and it's called the art and science of wholeness. And when I say those words, which I'm asking you all to say as well, close your eyes and say them and feel what goes through your body. There's a resonance. It's a mouthful. But one learns in the school of actual design to deal with issues, process issues, assimilate your issues. Some are spontaneous, others can take years. However, there's always change. Something is always happening, Mark, when you work with your light. And some of you that may not be sessioning as often as you used to, you'll feel that beauty of that deep inner touch of the highest forms of who you are, your light. It's the core of you. So within our unity, we focus for certain qualities that enhance unity, and that's the goodwill. Service. Service is an interesting word. That's your friendship, friends helping friends, lovers helping lovers, kids helping parents, parents helping kids, all interrelation. And most of all, these puppies around just grab my heart. There is so much love in the relationship to those little four-leggeds. I just love them. So if you're fortunate enough to have one, give them a squeeze for me. I think they're just amazing creatures. So we're working here today towards lifting characteristics that are being stirred in many ways. Some is creating fear. Some of you are artistically taking that and creating expressions from those emotional places, not just the turmoil, but also from your goodness, your love, your lens through life. Personality. As we each gain more understanding of the many, some very quirky aspects to our personalities, but we're learning to judge less, speak up more freely, be kind when you need to. Brings comfort and space for more effortless growth because you're creating a unity with someone or someone's, and allow that newer strength and peace and goodness to be expressed. The physical healing, we are step by step. As you assimilate and absorb this beautiful purification energy in our star, you're absorbing higher qualities. of you. Now that sounds maybe metaphysics 101, but it really is true. The more we refine our light, the more we are whom we incarnated more to be. To me, that is of utmost importance. I'm sure all of you can relate. So as we heal step by step, assimilate, absorb, we learn about the higher qualities, they become us. Your light expresses throughout every part of your body, which includes mind and your heart, all parts. And from there, as we process, I was thinking the other night about a nice change that I experienced. And there was like something weighing me down a bit. And I processed this challenge. And I came out of that effortlessly with such a resilience. So that's an important word, our resilience within our unity to carry us in our evolutionary personal process and in our group process. They go together. There's a mutuality. And we are manifesting that. We are already in that manifestation, and the manifestation to expand and heighten and have even better relations with each other and interrelate with each other more. Well, then we give ourselves greater potential, don't we? Which then feeds into vision. Somewhere we don't hear that much anymore. It used to be a nice trigger word. What's your vision? Well, it's your hope, wishes, and dreams. We each still have them. Human consciousness is changing. Some of your visions are shifting. Vision. And as those get created and become more steady in your trajectory, in your step-by-step, your purposes reveal more effortlessly. And I don't believe in a purpose. I've said that for years. There's purposes in your relations. Purposes in your relating to the four-leggeds. I've gotten with my four-legged lizards. They keep me going. Purposes from all aspects of your beingness, of your journey. And gently, sometimes a little intense, maybe many times intense. It's shaping your evolutionary growth. The unfolding is another great word for what we create in actual design, the art and science of wholeness. Again, that step by step, your story by story, weaving your tapestry of experiences, extrapolating the essence, meaning, more of your integrated behavior, your identity, and make that plural. So collectively, our human story navigates its way through mind, collective mind. Hey, that could be real and fictive. Scientific and imaginative. And a way that we have to manifest more and more our actual needs is with our star. The being of light that you are, your core power. the core power of your being. In the crystal energy, in the star, is designed to deal with the many mixtures that you experience within yourself and the many mixtures we are all living in and experiencing around planet Earth. Purifying our inner toxicity, those reactions, as we're learning. We still have that animal instinct in us that collectively as a school we are consciously lifting into more of the human behaviors of kindness and support. Some of our inner material is uncomfortable. That's where I hope every one of you has a companion in the light, someone you can talk to and share your experiences with. And if you don't, please call me. Let's find someone in your area and hook you up. It's important to have someone to bounce your feelings off of and that you trust with their feedback and that really loves you and cares about your well-being. That's part of our unity. Times we're very happy, times we're very sad. There's a constant of grief going on now that you can modulate. And that's important, not to lose a balance. If you ask me, we're in the service for sanity. So many things can just pull you off your little axis and get very justified. Been there, done that, probably will do it again, but it's catching on more and quicker. Calm, angry, you're peaceful, you're outraged, you're poor, you're rich, you're poor. All the in-betweens that we're all experiencing. Trying to talk in our heads to calm it down, give it a place to settle. With light fire, we're going to more effortlessly create transformation that feeds our unity as a school. And again, those of you here for the first time, you have this experience to be inspired by, and hopefully will experience the love, beauty, and magic that we call actual design, the art and science of wholeness, accessed by your star. So I'd like to move into the actual session of processing. If you would all please sit comfortably and move into that stance that you are comfortable in, whether your eyes are open or closed, hold and give yourself the best opportunity to experience by having the least amount of distraction around you. Good. So let's all, with our eyes gently closed, focus into your personality mind, where you do your thinking, reasoning, decision making. We teach that our thoughts can really trap us at times in fear, kind of your stifling inside. We recognize that, but also recognize how far you have come with the tools that you have used for many, many years, or what you've done before you have gotten into this school and our lightwork training. It's all been part of your journey. Think of your brain mind and gently lift your thought and merge into your, or harmonize with your upper room, 6 inches above your head, 3 inches in diameter. And experience here a very light substance. You don't need to push and strain. Relax and let the flow of radiant awareness from the being of light that we know you are. That you know you are. And let the radiant awareness gently, soft, counter to the push and pulls and shoving of external life in many areas now. But in actual design, there's a gentle flow, a steady flow. Gathering, lifting, helping the mind to focus more effortlessly into this session. And let the radiant awareness continue, gathering and lifting your left brain and right brain and the connecting structures of mind. And settle into that embrace, gathering, lifting, and enlightening. Here, right now, your knowing awareness. Good. Continue with a flow from your upper room into all the nerves of your head. Just think it. There's much intelligence within you and around you, and support around you. As you ask, you receive. As radiant awareness moves into these, if you've ever seen any real live human nerves, very soft tissue, electrical impulsing codes flowing throughout you. Let radiant awareness move down your spine and all the nerves branching off into all areas of your body. Gathering, calming, and in these moments, giving your nerves the ability to expand, to perceive new, different. And let that continue, and now direct a flow of radiance into your heart. So many things to say here, but the important right now is your love nature, what you hold and value, what supports you in your warmth, in your joy, in your goodness, your relations. And a little underneath that, we deal with the grief and sadnesses. Of course, we hate seeing the world the way it is. It's painful. But we can be more objective to it through our being of light. And that's important for your health and well-being. So your heart, blood in circulation. And move into your liver. And as radiant awareness from your upper room flows in, gathering and lifting substances there for emotional steadiness from some of the more dense turbulence. And now all your glands and lymph, just think the thought as intelligence throughout our work. That's why we can say the effortless effort. Newer students, you will get to know that and trust it more and more. Some of us that have been in the work are still trusting it more and more. It's not a race. Got where I was. Heart, blood, liver, glands and lymph. All the lymphatics, different type of fluids. Get a sense as they respond to your manifesting your radiant awareness into your lymph and glandulars. And now heart, blood, liver, and glands simultaneously. Experience as radiant awareness soothes collectively, individually, and collectively in our unity. We're bringing in the mental, the emotional, and sensory gathering, lifting of debris that's been part of all of us. And with a taste of this experience, let's move into your upper room and think of your crystal white star, the being of light that you absolutely are. Just think it. Experience. I don't know how many people are here, but there's quite a few. All of us doing this together. Let that comfort move in to your knowing as you blaze up your star. Open your star and allow a quick shower. Washing through. This is a quick one. We're going to go deeper. Just wanted to allow the flow out your hands and feet. And now refocus in your upper room. Think of your star and raise it 3 feet above to a diameter of about 3.5 feet. The expanded star of light, fire, purification, frequency. And as it expands to about 3.5 feet in diameter, think and let your purifying star open a shower. That's like you're in a waterfall, only it's your waterfall of crystalline light fire. And let it flow down your head, into your scalp, purifying any needs there. And then it penetrates through the scalp into your head. In the brain and its hemispheres. And observe as purification light begins with the fires consuming the distraction, the distortions, that which you are dealing with, that you're willing to let go. And arrive in a clearer understanding or a healthier decision. Or do nothing because you don't know what you yet need to know. We have those times also. It's like a gestation. So gathering with the crystal to the eyes and ears in this waterfall of your inner light, whooshing down to the ears and the ear canals. So we tune to what you actually understand and need to hear to assist you to see in the eyes more clearly yourself and others. The purifying crystal light cleanse all these aspects. Purifying structure. And then let's move into the neck and throat. Blaze up your fires here as it downpours. As you creatively express that which is ready for you to creatively express. Your time. Your balance. And then across your shoulders, this junction of the neck and across the shoulders. Many of us in our 60s, they're common areas for collection, consciousness and debris, posturing. Let the life of your light move in. Strength to your voice. Truer sound of who you are expressing as your sounds change. And the power in your shoulders and arms as the purification flows out your hands. Bring your hands 6 inches apart. Yeah, bring them a little closer. Just like you did in your intro. I still love doing that. Bring your hands close and apart. Mark, let yourself really feel that flow in your hands, like a taffy, or whatever way you experience it. That's your light flowing through you. No ands, ifs, or buts about it. Now relax your hands. Continue the downpour. Let's move into the chest. Breasts. Liver, spleen. Intestines. And let's move into the pelvic bowl and begin moving down your legs. Movement, flexibility, hips. Shake your booty. And Susie, if you laughed, I just saw it. Shake your booty into the crystal fires flowing, this waterfall of light. Into your knees. And the muscles attaching to upper knees, tendons and ligaments, upper and lower knee. Maintaining our flexibility of movement and direction. And that's a profound statement. It's inner as well as outer. And now let it flow to your feet and saturate your feet, even though they're open and it's flowing now out into your lower field. But most importantly, and what I want to emphasize, is our connection with Earth. And as you focus in this connection with Earth through your feet, you might also experience a little enhanced vibratory goodness in your heart and mind in this connection. And let it continue into the earth, into your field. Then close your feet and let's slowly backfill. And as the backfill is in its movement, this liquid-like energy, its textures, it's tingling in certain areas as it backfills your spaces. Your light vibrationally purifying that which is ready for healing and shift, lifting power. That's an aspect of manifestation, is lifting. You have brought something to you that is assisting, undeniably. Backfill in your stomach, chest, hands, and arms, face, our mouths, our gums, our teeth, our ears, the brain, the top of your head. And what happens here? There's an overflow. Let that flow, the liquid-like crystal energies, into your hair. And if you don't have hair, get your scalp shine on. Your face. All your skin covering. But get into it. Feel for brief moments here, there's nothing touching you but your light and air. purifying your very body. Let's refocus in your upper room. The expanded 3.5-foot sun. Bring the sun down into the center of your body. And just think. And then open your sensory, in the sensory of your inner sight, as the white star expands 30 feet in diameter. You're sitting in the center of your star, expanded. Blaze up the fires. And all together, at the same time, spin to the left, magnetic. And I'm not sure about my accuracy on this, but it just came to my mind that the Earth, I think, moves at 3,000, blah, 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 miles per hour. The speed of your spinning star is as fast as it can go and still stay together, much like the Earth. But let here, what ails you, what's concerned you, what seems to keep coming at you that you don't like, or you feel insecure about handling. Let your fires lift the distortion, the non-truth. Support the ecstasy and lift up the agony. All together, and all together we form a unity. The unity of actual design. And that exists where two or more are ever gathered. We know how to tap in. Now stop your spinning. And now we're going to fill. Soothe, shine up the clean glass. Spin dynamically to the right. Way into the earth because you're 15 feet below you. And above you, to the sides of you, to the angles of you, spherical. And experience the soft filling in. Where debris's been removed, there's a transformation into higher, more substance for you to operate and live from, to express in all parts of yourself and to others. Good. Now stop the spinning. Get your focus. Contract your star to 3.5 feet above. 3 feet above your upper room. So 3.5 feet back to your 3-foot location. And observe the power is contained. Good. And as we're refocused here, and we bring the sun back to its rest its home position of a 3-inch star. And all those qualities and all the healing, all of the essence, assimilate in your 3-inch star, throughout your body, throughout your field, all your relationship lines with each other, in the great faith, the great love that we all have for our light, our truth, our purposes. And most of all, and beyond everything, is love. It's many aspects, and may it ever grow in all of you. Please assimilate. Take your time, have a few minutes. Assimilate together as well as you augment that power that's available for you by your immortal.